This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, September 3, written by Keith Manns. Sanctification is gentle. From Matthew 11, I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My friend Ron was miserable. He was inwardly tormented. He explained this to me one late night by his backyard pool, with the waterfall gently babbling. There in the darkness, he told me this story. When he was about 13 years old, Ron started getting into trouble, and he got caught. So he said, "My dad starts hitting me. He drags me upstairs to my room and throws me to the floor. I'm lying there, bleeding. Then he takes a Bible, slaps it into my chest, and tells me I need to memorize the Bible so I will stop sinning. Then he leaves, slamming the door." Neither Ron nor I spoke for quite a while, as the pool's little waterfall gurgled like a fountain. Jesus, God, the Bible, and Fiss, a bleeding boy on the floor, trying to memorize the Bible so he won't get hit again. Now, let's get this straight. No one can beat sanctification into you. Preachers cannot shout it into you. No one can frighten someone into it. You cannot force it onto someone else. It is God's work and God's alone. It is good, and it is done with gentleness. In giving us the image of yoke, especially used with a pair of oxen for pulling, Jesus shows us the truth of his lordship. This is his gift of gently guiding us into a life of peace, love, and joy. As hard as that may be to accomplish, we need to disregard anyone who has tried to beat religion into us. Will you pray with me? Lord, come to us and lead us. We really want your true and gentle lordship. Bless us and heal our wounds. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.